I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. American Century Music presents the Calyx Trio and Views from the American Century this evening, 7 o'clock, at the St. Louis Art Museum. Scott Parkman is Artistic and Executive Director of American Century Music, based in Boston. Nina Ferrigno is a pianist and founding member of the Calyx Trio, and we welcome you both.
Thanks. Thank you.
And not your first time on Cityscape, either of you, so welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And before we go any further, both of you have St. Louis connections, specifically with the St. Louis Symphony. Scott?
Yeah, I was here in the earlier part of the 2000s. I was the assistant conductor of the St. Louis Symphony from 2003 to 2008, so it's been a while. But with very fond memories of that time.
You work with the youth orchestra, too.
And I'm music director of the youth orchestra, of course.
Yeah. Right. And Nina, you've played with the symphony a time or two.
Oh, yes. I'm one of the orchestral keyboard players that gets the great privilege of joining that wonderful orchestra for wonderful music.
Are there other St. Louis connections I don't know about, or would that be it?
I think that might be it. I mean, I lived, relocated here about 5 years ago with my husband in the symphony.
I guess I am assuming that you both know each other from Boston, though.
It turns out I know you from St. Louis, from when you came here. During the time that I was working with the SLSO, the Pulitzer Foundation concert started, and I remember very well performances that you gave there with some wonderful new music. So that's actually why I knew Nina and thought this would be a great opportunity to work together here in St. Louis.
And Nina, I think you've also performed at the Sheldon, which is right behind us here in Grand Center.
Yes, that is true. Mm-hmm.
So, well, great. Now that we've set the stage there. Scott, talk a little bit about American Century Music and why you felt a need to put this kind of organization together.
Sure. You know, so for most of my career, you know, really over 15 years working as a conductor, I became increasingly curious why it was so rare for pieces by American composers of the last century, the 20th century, to appear on programs. And when I finished my tenure in St. Louis and moved to Boston, you know, which was a real center of American music at the beginning of the 20th century, I just started listening sort of casually to some pieces by composers named Amy Beach and Arthur Foote and George Chadwick. These are composers who were quite important and known at that time, and thought, you know, this is really terrific stuff. And it just sort of kept going from there, and then it went a little bit further and into people like, you know, Roy Harris. You know, so all these names, I knew the names and some of the music, but when it became kind of a little bit more of a systemic listening project, I thought, you know, there's a lot of really terrific music here for all kinds of ensembles, be it, you know, chamber music and full orchestra, things for solo instrument and everything in between. And I thought, you know, we're far away enough now, really, from the 20th century that and especially a lot of the people that were writing, you know, say even mid-century, that we could be in a position to evaluate again this music. And so I put together this organization, American Century Music, which focuses on the performance of all of this music, from the beginning of the 20th century through to the end. And it's been a really interesting project as people get to know some of these composers and their music. I'm always surprised the response of, I had no idea and I really like it, comes a lot.
Nina, what's your take on that 20th century composers? And the Calyx Trio has been mostly classical music, hasn't it?
Well, we've always strive to strike a balance between contemporary music, which each of the three members of the trio has a special affinity for, and the great masters of the genre of piano trio. And so we've just, it's right in our wheelhouse to perform this repertoire. So we've been thrilled. And yeah.
Now, you're going to be performing this evening at the St. Louis Art Museum. That's something you're starting to do? Use museums, art museums as venues?
Yeah. So this is the third year of ACM's existence. We give our first concerts in a three-part a series at the Boston Public Library, free concerts that we gave there in the summer. And part of American Century Music, because it is kind of a unique organization, it's repertory-driven, and it's not necessarily tied to any one city. I mean, you know, I live in Boston, so it's more or less based there. But you know, we can give programs and work with organizations and ensembles anywhere that there's a place to give the concert. And so for this fall, we've collaborated with three different art museums, the Worcester Art Museum in Massachusetts, St. Louis Art Museum, and then the Rhode Island School of Design in Providence, Rhode Island. And each of those concerts has a program geared towards a specific aspect of an exhibition or a collection in those museums. So the one we just did at the Worcester Art Museum was around the 1960s theme, and they were showing photographs, a lot of the iconic black and white photographs of that time that we all know. And all the repertoire that we played was written in the 1960s and was sort of tied into that exhibition. The program that we're going to give here in St. Louis is a little more general. It's not specifically tied to an exhibition, but certainly I'm thrilled that it's going to be in the gallery that has all the Max Beckmann paintings, you know, who's a pivotal.
That's a point I wanted to bring out. It's not in a performance hall per se, a performance space. It's actually in a gallery, which I think is would be a great ambiance there.
It absolutely is. I mean, as performers, it's, you know, we get to kind of feed off of not just the energy of our audience, but just the physical surroundings, and it's really very unique.
Well, what do you have in store for us tonight?
Well, tonight's program includes a solo piano piece that I'll be doing, the Copland Piano Variations, and they're from 1930, followed by a piece by a composer who's living in San Francisco, Richard Festinger. This piece is a trio called Tapestries. It was written in 1996. And then we'll finish off the program with a very lush and wonderful Arthur Foote Trio Number 2.
In fact, we have a sample, an example of, it's not the Calyx. It's not the Calyx Trio, Scott, but we have an example of something that's on the program.
I think it's the first movement, the beginning of the first movement of the Foote Piano Trio. Give a little taste.
And I'm picturing myself in the Grieg Gallery right now at the St. Louis Art Museum. Seems very appropriate. Now, here's the thing. American Century Music presents the Calyx Trio and Views from the American Century this evening. A great problem to have. Tickets were free. Tickets were required. But you're sold out.
Sold out. Yeah.
That's very frustrating.
It is.
Well, so, Nina, let me ask you, since those of us without tickets aren't going to be able to see you this evening, can we sample your work? Do you have a website? Or?
Yes, we do. And we have some great audio clips up there. We're at www.calyxtrio.com, and that's Calyx spelled C-A-L-Y-X. And St. Louis audiences can hear us next in June of 2013 when we're in residence at the Missouri Chamber Music Festival.
And maybe you might want to mention Catherine and Jennifer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Our incredible violinist and cellist, Catherine French, is playing violin, and she is a member of the Boston Symphony. And Jennifer Lucht is a wonderful cellist and great friend and my sisters.
How long have you all been together?
We've been together about 11 years. We were formed in 2001.
Uh-huh. And perform together often?
Yes, we do. It's been pretty constant ever since. And we've also – we collaborate in a lot of different ensemble settings. So we've played just a lot of contemporary music in our careers and have added people to our ranks and played duets and everything.
And Scott, as I understand, this is the would have been the only opportunity for people to experience American Century Music here in St. Louis, at least this year.
Right, this time.
But you're busy other places.
We are. And, you know, because, again, this is a sort of a unique project and it's surrounding a very different concept and focus on American classical music, a lot of information can be gleaned from our website, which is www.americancenturymusic.org. And one of the things that we're going to be developing in the new year in 2013 is some online and mobile content that will allow people who can't actually hear a live performance have access to some of this terrific repertoire.
So I guess the bottom line is if you're not educated on 20th century American composers, you should be?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think a lot of it is just neglect and just simply not knowing. And once people find out about it, they realize how rich mm-hmm. a century it was for American composers of so many different styles and points of view.
Mm-hmm. Neglect is a terrible thing, Nina.
Yes, I would agree.
Do you have any closing words for us?
Just that we're so excited to collaborate with American Century Music on this project, and we're just really looking forward to this
evening.
Yeah,
I am too. It's going to be great.
Well, thanks so much for coming by. It's been
thanks
fun talking to both
Thank
of you.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Nina Ferrigno. She's the pianist of the Kalex Trio, also co-director of the Missouri Chamber Music Festival. We should throw that in. And Scott Parkman, artistic and executive director of the American Century Music. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thanks.